Sagt der Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Bava Kama, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. After we learned in the previous Mishnah when you have to pay for damages, our Mishnah is now going to teach us how we pay, from where we pay, and how the collection is made. It's a small Mishnah in words, but in halacha, we're going to see there are 8 separate halachis over here. Here's the first din. Shum kesef. If my shar, let's say for example, walked into my neighbor's field, trampled all over my neighbor's talus. There's basically nothing left of the talus. My neighbor went, he takes the remnants of this talus and throws it out to the Rosh Hashanah. Then along comes my shar, or my cow, and trips over it. So that's like barber shus harabit. When my shar or my para walked into his field and stepped on his talus, that's regal. He throws the talus into the Rosh Hashanah, my shar or my para trips over it. Now it's bar. So maybe we should say, you know what, my dear neighbor? My shar damaged your talus damaged my shar, forget it, let's go, I have nothing against you, you have nothing against me. It doesn't work that way. We're going to assess what the damage was to the talus, and what the damage was to the shar, and someone's going to have to pay the difference. So that's the first halacha of the Mishnah, shum kesef. We make a separate assessment for each event. We don't just say, well, more or less, it's all the same. No, no, it has to be exact. There are two separate things that happened over here, api halacha, even though it's the same animal and the same talus in both cases. The second of the 8 halachas in the Mishnah, v'shava kesef. Now, remember who the mazik is and who the nizik is? The mazik is the person who inflicts, or his animal inflicted damage, caused damage to someone else, and the nizik is the victim, the one who receives the damage. Metaltalim means movable objects. In this particular Mishnah, the Mishnah refers to metaltalim as kesef, even though kesef normally means money. Why are movable objects called kesef? Because in a way it's like money. I can always convert it into money. A movable object, even if nobody wants to buy it here, I can go someplace where people need it, and they'll buy it over there. The potential to turn it into money is always there. Not so when it comes to land. Nobody wants to buy the land over here. I can't pick up the land and take it someplace else to sell it. That's why money and movable objects sometimes are in one category. We refer to both as kesef, and karka, land, is in a different category. Zakta Mishnah, this is the second halacha of our Mishnah, v'shava kesef, literally the value of money. In other words, what the Mishnah is saying is that sometimes the nizik cannot collect actual money, he can only collect land. When is this? It's if the mazik died before he paid up his damages. Someone has a shar did damage, and before he had a chance to pay it up, he passed away. So now we have to collect from the assignment. There's a rule, Metaltali diyasmi loy mishtabdil abal chayv. One cannot collect movable objects from orphans. He can only collect from karka. The third halacha in the Mishnah is bifnei bezdin. There are certain types of damages that can only be collected through a professional bezdin. What do you mean a professional bezdin? Is there a non-professional bezdin? Well, not really, but there are different levels of bezdin. There is something called bezdin mumchim. That means they got smicha in Eretz Yisrael. A bezdin of hidyoitos did not get smicha in Eretz Yisrael, even though they may know the halachas. So certain things a bezdin of hidyoitos could paskin, and sometimes you need a bezdin mumcha. By certain types of compensation, like if it's a knas, if it's a penalty as opposed to payment, or when one person hurts another person in a way that it usually doesn't happen, or in things that aren't really a money damage, like embarrassing someone. Those are examples of where you would need a higher level of bezdin. The fourth halacha in the Mishnah is v'al pi edim. Now again, there are two types of payments. Payment because I did $10 of damage, I have to pay $10. So we're going to learn later there are certain things where Chazal gave a penalty, or the Torah gave a penalty. There's a punishment, there's a knas. It doesn't make a difference how much it's worth. If that happens, you have to pay a certain amount. So a knas is something you would have to have a bezin mumcha for. By knas, there's also a halacha that moide beknas pater. If I admit I owe you the money, I admit I did it even before Edom came, then I'm pater, I don't have to pay. And that's the fourth halacha in the Mishnah. There are certain things you can only collect v'al pi Edom if Edom first come and testify that the damage took place and so-and-so owes the money. The fifth halacha tells us what kind of Edom. They have to be b'nei chayrin. They cannot be avadim. They can't be an Eved Kenani. Furthermore, b'nei bris, They can't be Oivde Kechavim. That's the sixth halacha in the Mishnah. The seventh halacha in the Mishnah is that V'hanashim bechlal ha-nezek. Women are included in Nezek. Whether the woman caused the damage or her money caused the damage, or whether they were hurt or their money was hurt or something that they owned was hurt through others, the regular halachis of Nezakin apply. And the eighth and final halacha in our Mishnah is V'hanizik v'hamazik b'tashlumin. Literally, the nizik. Again, nizik is the victim. V'hamazik and the one who inflicted the damage both share in the payment. Now here's the case. My shar killed my neighbor's shar. My neighbor takes me to Bezin. I say, look, his live shar is worth 100. But even the nevela, even the dead body of the shar can also be sold. It can be used for the skin, it can be sold to the kechavim that don't eat kosher meat. You can get 50 for it. So I really only caused damage of 50. But here's the problem. A nevela, the longer it lays around, the nevela is an animal that died without shechita. Obviously, it begins to deteriorate. So let's say on Tuesday morning when my shar killed his shar, the nevela, the dead carcass of the shar, was worth 50. So I really only did damage of 50. His live shar was worth 100, his dead shar is worth 50. By the time we get to Bezdin, and Bezdin sends out an expert to figure out how much the nevela is worth, now it's only worth 30. That's called pchas nevela. What the nevela is worth less by, from the time that it died until the time of hamada bedin, until the time that we were standing by Bezin trying to figure things out. While the Pchas Nevela, that difference between 50 and 30, that's the responsibility of the Nizik. In other words, I owe him 50. That's the amount that his shar is worth less by on the day he was killed. The fact that now it's only worth 30, I don't have to give him that extra 20. So in a way, the Nizik is also paying part of the damages. Because the original damage was 50, and because I'm only giving him 30, the Nizik is paying like 20 out of the 30. We're going to learn later there's a difference between a Shar Tam and a Shar Muyet and what the Chiddush of our Mishnah is. The Chiddush is even if he only has to pay Chatzi Nezik, if the Mazik is only paying half the Nezik, which is the case by a Shar Tam the first times that the Shar gored another Shar, we still apply this halacha, that the Pchas Nevela is the Nizik's responsibility. Okay, we'll see more about that later. But for right now, let's chazer over the eight halachas that we learned in our Mishnah. The first one was Shum Kesef. Remember what happened over here? My cow trampled my neighbor's talus in my neighbor's Rishus. That's Regal. He throws the talus or the remnants of the talus out to the Rishus Adam, and then my para trips over it. Now it's Bar. I owe him because of Regal. He owes me because of Bar. We don't say, well, let's just be even. More or less, it evens out. No. We assess the damage I did and the damage that he did. And whoever owes the other one more has to pay for it. The second halacha in the Mishnah was Shave Kesef. But if the Mazik died before he had a chance to pay, and we have to collect the money from the estate of the Yisayimim, we can only take Karka, not movable objects. We can only take Shave Kesef as opposed to Kesef. We explained Kesef would mean movable objects in this Mishnah. The third halacha was that there are certain types of damages that can only be collected through a Bezdin Mumcha. That means they got Smicha in Eretz Yisrael. They can't just be a regular, what's called Bezin Hedyoitais, which is good for some things. You have a Bezin that knows the halachis, although they don't have smicha. Certain things they could collect. But certain things are only through a Bezin Mumcha. We also learned that if we're talking about damages which are a knas, as opposed to mamain, like we explained, there's a set amount. If this happens, you have to pay a knas. It doesn't make a difference how much the damage actually was. Over here, there's a halacha that if I am moida, if I admit that attacker happened and I owe the money, and if I do this before Edom come, I am potter. That's what the Mishnah means about Edom. Certain things are only chayev if Edom first come and say that it happened. And then, what type of Edom? B'nei Chayrin, they cannot be Avodim Knanim. That's the fifth halacha. The sixth halacha is that B'nei Bris, excluding Ovdei Kechavim. The seventh halacha was that women are included b'chlal ha-nezek, in the halachis of nezek. They have to pay if they inflict damage. And you have to pay them if damage was done to them or to their money. And finally, the eighth halacha, the last halacha in the Mishnah was that v'hanizek v'hamazek b'tashlumen, that sometimes the nizek kind of has to share in the payment. And quickly chazering over, that would be if my shar killed his shar, the live shar's worth, remember, 100. The nevela, 50. But by the time we got to Bezin, and Bezin went to assess how much the nevela is worth, it deteriorated. The nevela gets worse as it's laying there. Now it's only worth 30. I still only have to pay 50. So it's kind of that the Nizik is joining in to accept part of the damages. And that's the case of Pchas Nevelas, where we say both Vahanizik, Vahamazik, the Nizik is the victim, as well as the Mazik, but the Shlumen, they kind of share the compensation.